So I was driving down our road. I had just left my house. I was taking my brother Noah to a piano lesson. I was coming up a hill. I was slowing down and getting over because I saw a car coming over, and I was trying to prevent hitting that car. But once I got over into the gravel and tried to correct, I swerved and went across the road. I actually just missed a giant combine that could have actually done some damage and made things a lot worse. But I saw a tree in front of me, and in my mind the entire time I was so worried, and all I could hear was this voice in my head that was saying, "Don't slam on the brakes or you'll flip your car." So I didn't slam on my brakes, but when I saw the tree I knew to swerve, and I just missed hitting it head on, and instead I just hit the whole side and just totaled my car. The entire time my brother was screaming and losing his mind, of course, as one would. Everything was kind of a blur. All I remember was my lip was bleeding. I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't open my car door. I remember we had to climb out of my brother's passenger side door to get out. I remember him getting out of the car, and the lady that was driving the car that I had swerved to avoid, she turned back around and she came up to us and she asked if we were okay. And I was like, "I think we're fine, but do you have a phone?" And of course, I called 911. When the paramedics arrived, they decided to go ahead and take me to the emergency room to get me checked out. Well, at that point, I had lost track of Noah and I didn't know where he was. So I became very nervous and just worried that something had happened to him. And by the time I got to the emergency room, my mom had showed up and she came back to see me. And I, of course, was apologizing profusely. I was bawling my eyes out because I was like, "Oh my gosh, what has happened to Noah? Is he okay? Is he hurt?" I was so worried about him because I thought something had happened to him. She assured me that he was fine and that he was sitting in the waiting room and he didn't even have a scratch on him. But in that moment, I was pretty freaked out, and I was worried that something serious had happened to him. What would life be like without him? How would I feel if he had seriously hurt himself? What would I do if he could never forgive me? Fortunately for me, he was very quick to forgive me, and he has no problem riding with me in the car, and he trusts me. But for me, that was a very traumatizing time because I had somebody's life in my hands and I just about killed them. I think that since then, it has definitely helped me to cherish the life of those around me and be more present, and also just not be so self-centered.